Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for your patience with my voice. I never know where it's headed, so we'll see how this goes. I may have to take a break, and thank you for the water, Elaine. That was helpful. I think I'll be good, but again, I never know. Dear friends, I want to start this morning with, we're going to have some slides here in my sermon. We can go ahead and put that first slide up. It's a quote from C.S. Lewis. Famous Christian writer you know well. C.S. Lewis said this, and I'll put it in my own words, but you can have the quote right there. There are two equal and very opposite errors that the culture makes when it comes to evil. One is to disbelieve in evil, act like it doesn't exist, in other words. The second error is to go to the other extreme, and that is to believe in evil, but to be in an unhealthy way focused on the topic of evil. He says it, feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in evil. Two extremes. That's a danger to go to either one of those extremes. It makes sense when you hear that quote from C.S. Lewis. There are people in our community, in our own families, that do fall into that first camp of dismissing evil like it doesn't exist. There is no good or evil. They come to the conclusion that everything is relative. Definitions can change. There is no good or evil. We're just living. They might come to the conclusion that Satan is just this guy that wears a red suit and holds a pitchfork and is in Far Side cartoons. And he sits on your shoulder and pokes you. Maybe you know someone that falls into that extreme when it comes to the definition of evil. C.S. Lewis says this. That's a danger if you get there. Now let's think about the other extreme, and this is the one that I'm thinking about, especially in the times that we're living in, the culture, especially the last couple years, difficulties, challenges that we face. There are some people that have an obsession with evil that is going on. Almost to a point that they enjoy being overwhelmed by it. They pick up, they turn the television on, for example, to watch the news and hear the latest bad news that's going on in the world. They pick up their phone to check out the crime in the community to see how the crime statistics are just increasing and it's out of control, they might say. They know the history of the world and how humans more often have been inhumane. They wake up in the morning and expect more bad things to happen in their life each day. An obsession with evil. Challenges going on. Now, that may describe you. And you know, honestly, in the times that we live in, the culture that we face, that you can see how someone could fall on that end of the spectrum. To just expect and just be obsessed with evil and think it's always going to be bad. My friends, how can we avoid those two extremes? Not dismissing evil, acting like it's not there, and not being obsessed with it. I believe, I'm biased, I'm a pastor, but I believe that Christianity has a beautiful way to walk between those two extremes. Because Christianity admits that there is evil, it avoids the first error altogether. But secondly, what Christianity does is it points to a good shepherd. That keeps us from being overwhelmed by the evil that is going on around us. That's why we have Good Shepherd Sunday, to remind us of that shepherd that we have, to know, so that we can live and celebrate the true shepherd that we have. Maybe you've heard this before, but something I came across just recently. You know, when they're training people for how to detect counterfeit money, you may think that the way they train people to detect counterfeit money is by showing people counterfeit dollar bills, like a $50 bill that's missing an aspect of it, maybe a security number, that sort of thing. Or you might think that they tell people to invest in technology that can just flag counterfeit money. That's not what they do. You know what they do to detect counterfeit bills? How they train them? They show the people what the real bills look like. In other words, they're so enamored by what a real $100 bill looks like, a $50 bill, that they're able to then to detect when a counterfeit one comes their way. Now, I share that with you because I believe that's what Christianity does with the topic of evil. Christianity does talk about evil, and Jesus does give credit to Satan even in Mark chapter 3. But the overwhelming emphasis of the Bible is to shift our attention to the real deal, the good shepherd. Do you know how powerful and good your shepherd is? Let's take a look at Psalm 23. We're going to pray through Psalm 23 in our prayers today. You know this psalm really well. All too often, we only read these words in funerals at our church. But it has some beautiful words. And George, if you can just go ahead and slide to the next, go to the next slide, that'd be great. Nope, one before that. There we go.